The Islamic world reacts to the Quran burning in the U.S. A radio license is granted to Christians in Liberia, and U.S. troops are listening to God's word with the help of Christian radio. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nearly 24 people have died in demonstrations across Afghanistan that began April 1st. The protests were driven by anger at a self-named Christian leader who supervised a mock trial in Quran burning in Florida on March 20th. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says,
"They actually streamed this service live on the internet for the world to see, posted the video apparently on their church website. The Islamic world has responded with anger and outrage.
It's spreading from Afghanistan to Pakistan.
There are churches in Pakistan that have been attacked with stones and fire. We're seeing a lot of anger around the Muslim world that is coming back against Americans, against people of other countries, and against Christians.
It's a dangerous time for believers, but also an opportunity.
We can pray for Muslims to take a hard look at their faith, to take a hard look at the Quran, at what it says, and hopefully to be influenced by the difference that the gospel can make."
Next, supporters of Ivory Coast president-elect are massing for an attack to oust the incumbent president from the seat of power. But civilians are being attacked and killed. Up to 1 million people have fled to surrounding countries. There's not enough money to help the refugees. The Southern Baptists have pulled out their team, so a Baptist global response is complicated by that. Pray wisdom for the ministry as they look to find ways to serve as Christ in this situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Liberian government has approved the radio license for ABC University in Yekepa. HCJB Global's Joseph Kebby assisted with the petition, which typically takes years. This one took 3 weeks. Following post-Civil War renovations, the radio station will be located in the university's communications building. HCJB will help with equipment and other needs. Yekepa has no radio stations. They hope to be on the air in the fall, reaching 4 languages in Liberia, Guinea, and Cote d'Ivoire. Next, in the midst of a long war, American soldiers are being fed by God's Word. 2 years ago, Faith Comes by Hearing was approached by a handful of chaplains to create a military Bible stick. The stick is an MP3 device loaded with the New Testament. Bill Lohr says,
"Now we are dealing with over 700 chaplains, and we have shipped to them more than 107,000 military Bible sticks."
As soldiers listen to God's Word, more and more are turning to Christ and finding solace in His truth. Plus, every $25 to pay for a stick also covers the cost to send them to spouses and kids.
What we're trying to do is get that in the hands of not only the soldier, but their family, so they're really all listening to the same thing.
The back order for the players is constantly in the thousands. Our affiliate radio stations like Grand Rapids-based WCSG and American Family Radio raised money to send nearly 5,000 Bible sticks. Ask your local station to get involved. And usually missionaries try to assimilate to other cultures, but teaching English is also a vehicle for the gospel. Saturday marked Cornerstone University's 10th annual ESL Ministry Conference. Most participants had ESL programs right in their U.S. churches. One attendee told us why.
"We're hoping to build relationships."
Many immigrants to the U.S. want to learn English. Karen C. with Crossworld noted as believers, specifically,
"You want to be able to share good news with them, but you have to have a point of contact. And because they want to learn English and you are able to deliver that service, you have a connection. Because you are teaching them English, you're able to form a relationship with them."
One group in attendance works with Muslim immigrants, teaching English, but also other important things.
"Another important part of learning is wisdom, and wisdom comes from God. And we really wouldn't be true friends and teachers if we did not teach you God's wisdom."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision the Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 is offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.